Welcome back, everybody. I'm back talking about some New York Mets, and we have a lot to discuss. I want to discuss the Subway Series. We're obviously going to discuss the trade deadline. We're obviously going to discuss what could have been J.D. Davis's last home run as a Met. The Mets got Volder back. They got someone from the Reds, who I can't believe he's blanking on me, but he's a decent piece. But the big moves are coming. I want to talk about Wilson Contreras, and we're going to talk about him, and we're going to talk about J.D. Martinez. But first, as always, I want to get the sponsorship out of the way first. Stay tuned. Let's hear from Anchor, and then we'll get into all the Mets news. But take it away, Anchor. All right, folks, you just heard from our sponsor, Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast. And well, folks, here we are. I mean, this is it. The last podcast before the trade deadline is coming out on the original trade deadline day. This was recorded just as a thing, just as a note, Saturday, July 30th at 9:30 p.m. So this is it might be outdated by the time this podcast comes out. I don't know. I don't think so. I'm recording it pretty late in the day. There's really no news going on right now. So let's just see. The New York Mets are on a 5-game win streak. And I was at the Subway Series game on Monday. And it was a phenomenal atmosphere. I thought about doing an instant reaction on Monday. I really did. But my voice was shot. Probably the best atmosphere I felt at a Met game since the Chase Utley trade game. When he trailed... basically Ruben Tejada's career, even though Ruben Tejada wasn't a very good player, but that illegal slide, which it is illegal, ruined his career. I mean, he made a comeback with the Mets in 2019, but that's fairly it for good old Ruben Tejada. We hope he's doing good. He was my childhood shortstop after Jose Reyes, but really, that atmosphere was great. The Mets swept the 2-game series there. They really, and I want to address this, Yankee fans, what's going on with you? You guys are sore losers. And I know Yankee fans, I'm not preferencing the whole fan base saying that, oh, they're sore losers. But you got this guy on the radio. His name is Keith McPherson. He's the overnight guy, or one of the overnight guys for WFAN. Sal Licata's on from 2 to 5:30. Just found this out. And Keith's on from 12 to 2:30. This guy is just, he is a sore loser. He's tweeting all the time about how, oh, the Yankees weren't, and you can go to his Twitter. It's on his Twitter timeline. He said, the Yankees weren't really trying. They treated these games as exhibition games. From Keith McPherson on WFAN Thursday morning. That's just ridiculous. The Yankees tried to win these games. They had Aaron Judge in the two-hole. They had DJ LeMahieu. They had all their guys except Judge, and Judge got hurt because he had an Achilles injury. It just really annoyed me because guys like him are just the type of Yankee fans that are like 27 rings, but they've only been alive for like 6 of them, if that. Some of them weren't even alive for the core 4. You miss majority of their rings, and I got to hear about how 27 rings. At least being a Mets fan, if we would have gotten swept by the Yankees, I wouldn't have said, well, there's no Jacob DeGrom. Well, we don't have a DH. We're treating these games as exhibition. I mean, give me a break. Like, that is just ridiculous. That annoys the crap out of me. But I can't. Those type of Yankee fans just annoy me. And it's like, at least as a Met fan, I can say I've never seen a world championship. And most of my team's glory days. As a Yankee fan, how does it feel? You're 30 years old. Yeah, you saw the 2000s. But after that, you've seen nothing. Your team's been a failure, really, in the playoffs. You got beat by the Red Sox. And I get it, you saw 4 championships. But that we're getting to the point where that's like almost 30 years ago. 1998 was 25 years ago. 1999 was 24 years ago. 2000 was almost 22 years ago. It was 22 years ago. So, and then I get you have 2009, but after that you have nothing. You haven't been to a World Series in almost 14 years. There's a good chance that you might not make it back to a World Series. And the Yankees are a very, very talented team. But still, it's annoying. that I have to hear from Yankee fans. Whoa, they're not really trying. It was an exhibition game. It didn't sound like that in the stadium. And Aaron Boone made a stupid decision. He pinched hit his catcher, who's an all-star, Chirinos. He pinched hit him, and Joey Gallo came to the plate. Joey Gallo? What are we doing here, folks? Joey bleeping Gallo? The guy who strikes out more than Edwin Diaz gets strikeouts? Oh, but I forgot. I guess it's an exhibition game. No, I'm tired of that. Just admit, take the L. Just take the L. If this was a Met, I remember when the Mets got swept in the Subway Series. By the way, fun fact, the Mets swept the Yankees first in the Subway Series history. People forget that, 2013. And then in 2017, the Yankees swept the Mets, and I just took the L. And the Mets weren't even a bad team. But it gets to the point now where I get history-wise. Let me preface this. I get history-wise, we'll never be on the same level. I understand that. I'm not even going to say that. But it's getting to the point, financially, we are on the same level. We are. In recent history, we are on the same level in recent history. In the past 20 years, the Yankees have been to one World Series. Well, no, they've been to two. My bad. They've been to two. And the Mets have been to one. And they both. And the Yankees are really 50-50. And the Mets are 0-1. I'm man enough to admit it. But if we want to go into more recent history, in the past 11 years to 10 years, let's do 10. In the past decade, the Mets have been to more World Series than the Yankees. And now with the Mets having the richest owner in all of pro sports, in Steve Cohen, it's not even a competition. History-wise, the Yankees always have the better history. There's no debate. And we're not fighting it. We're not fighting that. At least I'm not. I guarantee you there are some Met fans and fans in general that'll fight that. But on the level playing field, after last offseason where you couldn't afford Max Scherzer and Max Scherzer didn't want to come here, but guess what? Steve Cohen paid him. And in the offseason, guess what? If Steve Cohen wants Aaron Judge, and Aaron Judge is having a phenomenal year, I finally got to see him play, and he is a great, he's a big, big guy in person. There is no denying that he is going to get paid. But if Steve Cohen wants to pay his guy, he's going to pay him. And that's really all I have to say. I hope we see them in the World Series. If the Mets and the Yankees get to the World Series. I'm not saying by any shadow of a doubt, hold on, that the Mets are getting to the World Series. Or the Yankees for that matter, because I don't think the Yankees are that good. I think they're good, but I don't think they're like the great 1998 Yankees. I think they still need a couple bullpen pieces, because their bullpen blew it for them in Game 2, and their bullpen, frankly, in my opinion, blew it in Game 3. In Game 1, excuse me. There was no Game 3 in the series. And I know the Mets need pieces. And I know the Yankees got Benintendi, but I still don't think they're a playoff contender, a World Series contender. They are a playoff contender. I meant World Series. I don't think they're a World Series contender right now. I think it's Astros Dodgers. And that pains me to say it. I think the Mets, if they make a couple of trades, and with Jacob DeGrom coming back, which we will get into, but I mean, are the Yankees gonna go to the World Series? They can't beat the Astros. And I know the Mets can't beat the Astros either, but in the World Series with the Mets added roster, I don't see the Yankees making that many additions at the deadline. They got Benintendi. I don't see them going for, they might get a low-end starting pitcher with Castillo getting off the market, but I don't know. So, on to the rest of the weekend series. And if you don't agree with it, Yankee fans, or whoever listens to it, you could just tweet me at MetsNews6 and the Instagram _Mets_news and tell me how I got it wrong. I don't really care. I'm open to any debate. On to the Miami series. The Mets are just taking care of business down there. I mean, Brandon Nimmo's finally breaking out of it. Carlos Carrasco yesterday got his 100th win. Jeff McNeil's breaking out of it. J.D. Davis's final home run was today. I mean, Is it J.D. Davis's last home run? Is it? I mean, as a Met, I don't know. But I don't know. I think the Mets will, they're going to get a bat at the deadline. I do believe that. But I don't know if J.D. Davis is going to get traded. I think Dom will get traded. I know the Mets are going to add relievers. I would add at least two relievers, to be honest with you. I don't feel comfortable with just adding one reliever. Because right now the circle of trust is, to be honest, Edwin Diaz, who's been phenomenal, almost had an immaculate inning Friday night, which was, I was telling my dad, come on, give me the immaculate inning. Give me the immaculate inning. And then he just missed it. The Marlins player just got a piece. But it is what it is. But this might be a hot take. I'm content with just leaving this rotation the way it is. Not the batting order and the rotation the way it is, and getting two or three bullpen pieces. I mean, I would love J.D. Martinez, and I hope the Mets do get a bat. But if you're telling me we can only get three pieces, I just want it to be all bullpen. Because I don't trust this bullpen. And a key example of this is putting in Peterson Wednesday night. Well, that was a terrible move. To pitch the eighth, that was a terrible move. I'm sorry. You're not going to convince me that it was a good move to put Peterson in. First off, he's never done it before. And it's really, really bad. He doesn't have good numbers, secondly, to say, well, he's going to be fine in the bullpen. No, well, he's actually struggled in the bullpen this year, unless it's long relief. So I didn't like that move, and that's why I think bullpen's number one. I'm not trading for Wilson Contreras either. That's something that I'm out on. I don't want Wilson Contreras. I don't. I'm fine with Tomas Nito as the catcher, and when James McCann comes back, this is why you pay James McCann $10 million. I want J.D. Martinez because you don't have to give up a lot of prospects. You take on his money, and you might be able to get a catcher from the Red Sox. So that's my personal preference. I'm not giving up Mauricio for a rental. I really am not. But I would trade for David Robertson. And I think with Robertson, you don't have to give up a lot to get him. Like, I truly do believe that. I don't think with David Robertson, you have to give up, like, 1,000 pieces to get him. And that's why that's something that I truly am a fan of. Other relievers I would get, I mean, you could turn Tylor McGill, into a reliever. I think he has the perfect makeup to be a reliever. He could just let it all air out for an inning, and then he might not get hurt as much. I'm a fan of that. That could be your second reliever, and I don't know who you can get. Cause the market this year has been dominated by Juan Soto. And that's true. And now it's getting dominated by Shohei Ohtani. So I feel like those are the top two pieces right now that could go. And I don't know. I don't know who the third piece I would get. The Mets did get a piece they got Volder back from the Pirates, who I love. I think every Met fan right now loves Volder back. I'd be shocked to find a Met fan that doesn't love Volder back. And that other guy they got from the Reds, I mean, he is what it is. He's depth. He's a better version of Travis Jankowski. And they even got a reliever who's a lefty reliever. I think he's a starter. He's a lefty starting pitcher who I'm okay with as well. Ultimately, and this is my opinion, and then we'll wrap this up. The biggest key, even if the Mets make all these trades, is Jacob DeGrom. He's scheduled to start as of right now. It's not been official, but this is what everybody's saying. Oh, Buck Showalter has confirmed the starting pitchers, tweeted by Anthony DeComo, of Jacob DeGrom will make, and this is a quote, official, Buck Showalter confirms Jacob DeGrom will make his season debut on Tuesday. Monday, Mets probables in Washington. Max Scherzer Monday. Tuesday, Jacob DeGrom. Bassett Wednesday. So, as Met fans, we're finally getting what we want. This is what we've been waiting for since December 1st, since the signing was made official of Max Scherzer. We want this rotation. We deserve this rotation as Met fans. This is exciting. This is really exciting. This is just like getting a big piece at the trade deadline. This is big. And by the way, the Mets outfielder they got is Tyler Naquin, who's just a better version of Travis Jankowski. They traded three prospects. But, oh my. Oh my, as Mets fans, we are finally getting what we want. We're finally getting that dream rotation of Max Scherzer, Jacob DeGrom. I mean, this is something that I thought we were never going to see. Because if you remember with the Mets' best five starting pitchers, they only went through the rotation one time. Harv, DeGrom, Syndergaard, Wheeler, Mats. I mean, all those guys, they just went through it one time. Oh my, this is what, and there are a lot of question marks going into what Jacob DeGrom could be. But I just want to finish up. Whatever the Mets do at the deadline is going to be good. I just would not give up too much for rentals. But now going into DeGrom, and then I'm going to wrap this podcast up. There's a lot Jacob DeGrom could be. Will he get hurt is the question. And that's really my opinion. He hasn't pitched in 13 months. He's just shy of 13 months. And the Mets are finally getting what they want. But I don't know what to expect from Jake. I really don't. A lot of people think it's weird, isn't it? Because if Jake is healthy, Jake is the best pitcher the Mets have. But he throws 100 miles an hour all the time. And I know he's going to be on a strict pitch count of 75 to 70. And it might be less than that. But if he goes down, there you go. There's your season. I hope and I pray he's able to stay healthy. That's the truth. That really is the truth. It's not rude. I don't know. I don't know. I hope he stays healthy, folks. But I've been saying this for a while on the podcast. Go back in the archives. If Jacob DeGrom continues to throw 100 miles an hour, he will not be able to sustain staying on the field. And I truly do believe that. So he'll be able to pitch the final 2 months of the season. But after that, he won't. Because after last season, after 3 months, he had to shut it down for 13 months. And then in spring training, when he was trying to ramp up, he couldn't even do that right. Because he tried to throw 100. Listen, I hope and I pray, like every Met fan should, he stays healthy. Because if he stays healthy, that's the gold mine right there. That is the what you want to see every day. I don't know. Because we've been down this road with Jake 100 times. And I feel like, and I know Jake wants his contract extension. And I believe I don't know if Jake will even be a Met after this season, even if he stays healthy. Because I wouldn't give him the big contract. Jake has to prove himself here. I don't know. You as Met fans, until he's healthy, like, for a long, long period of time, I don't know. I really just can't. It's nothing personal. I hope Jake stays healthy. I really just don't know what to expect from him. You know, because he'll do his thing on the mound. It's just every time he winces, every time he feels off, every Met fan is going to think the same thing. Oh, is Jake gone? Is this it? Is that the end? So, as Met fans, this is a day to celebrate, but it's also a day to remember. We don't know officially if we have Jake back. But again, all we can do right now is wait. Let's go for the sweep today. Congrats to Carlos Carrasco on getting his 100th win. Very good. Let's see what the Mets do at the deadline. You will get a podcast at 6 o'clock. I will record the podcast. It'll be out Wednesday morning, entitled Mets Trade Deadline. First start from Jay, getting my thoughts on that. A big series against the Braves coming up, which I will also preview in my next episode. This was a Mets Week in Review podcast. Haven't done these in a long time. Subscribe to all my platforms if you enjoy it. Stay safe, and I will be back Wednesday to review what the Mets did at the trade deadline. Until then, follow the Instagram, follow the Twitter at MetsNews6. The Twitter is at MetsNews6. The Instagram is _Mets_news. Subscribe to all my platforms. Please stay safe, and I will talk to you Wednesday morning. Until then, enjoy the Mets game today, and let's go sweep the pesky Marlins and win 6 in a row. Subscribe to all my platforms. Stay safe.